You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Cascarones, or confetti eggs, are a long-standing Mexican tradition. Chicken eggs are hollowed out, cleaned and decorated, and then filled with toys or confetti. And often, the resulting party favor is then cracked over people's heads as a gag. The colorful creations are frequently seen around Easter time, as well as other holidays and festivals, like Santa Barbara's Fiesta, a celebration of the city's culture and heritage. But this year, state officials descended on the event, threatening to issue citations to Cascarones vendors unless they start paying state taxes on their sales. KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports.
25 cents that one, $1 that one, and $2 that one.
Okay. I like the stripes. Can I just get all stripes?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
During this year's 94th annual Old Spanish Days, or as it's commonly known, Fiesta, vendors line downtown State Street selling their cascarones. Vendors like Dolores Moreno.
We save for the whole year, and I'm cleaning, and I'm painting, and yeah, a lot of work.
Moreno's been selling her eggs at Fiesta for 20 years. She and her granddaughters spend a little bit of each day painting the eggs by hand. Some are simple, with stripes. Some have silly faces with little hats. And how does Moreno collect so many eggs?
The whole family saving for me, and my comadre, and my neighbors, and everybody.
But this year, state tax officials told street vendors they would be getting citations if they didn't have a permit and collect sales tax.
Because they say we have to pay taxes for that. But we don't make it only like $200 for 4 days.
Anthony Wagner with the Santa Barbara Police Department explains what happened.
The state wanted to ensure that there was fair application in being able to collect the tax. And those taxes included the mothers, families, and grandmothers that were attempting to sell their confetti eggs that they made throughout the year.
Wagner says many of the egg vendors are predominantly Spanish-speaking, some marginalized and others undocumented. And the Santa Barbara Police Department pushed back on the California tax officials.
Any heavy-handed enforcement action could alarm and upset a pre-existing, stable, positive relationship with the most vulnerable members of the fabric of our community.
Wagner says the department was able to work with the state's tax collecting agency to prevent citations from being issued this year.
Instead, the agents would pivot to an education campaign to inform future egg vendors today and tomorrow. California State Department of Tax and Fee Administration would be conducting enforcement action next year during Fiesta.
The California Department of Tax and Fee Administration declined to be interviewed for this story, but did issue a statement. State tax officials say it wasn't their intention to alarm anyone in Santa Barbara or to single out any one community, and they apologize if the department's actions caused any misunderstanding or apprehension. So what will vendors like Dolores Moreno do if they have to get a permit next year?
I don't know. I think about it. maybe I quit.
Quit?
Yeah.
And for Avalon Nichols and her mom, who walked up to buy some eggs from Moreno.
That would be really sad, because it's like really fun. And
it's a tradition.
Yeah.
It's such a tradition. Sometimes I get a little disheartened by all the trash, but the city of Santa Barbara is always really good about cleaning it up. So.
And in case you're still wondering what people do with cascarones.
Do you think that I could get a little sound of you smashing an egg? Do
yeah.
I smash it on me?
Currently moving through the California legislature is a bill called the Safe Sidewalk Vending Act. It's aimed at ending penalties and restrictions on sidewalk vendors across the state. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.